Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Instead of talking about finance and economics today, I'd like to talk about people. As I have mentioned before, research confirms that people feel more in control of their lives when they can voluntarily practice greater degrees of self-responsibility. As long as someone has the hope that they can better their own circumstances through their own choices and efforts, that gives them a greater sense of self-worth and potential happiness. The opposite is also true. If someone's life is constrained by another person or another entity of which the government is the most common culprit, that minimizes feelings of self-worth and potential happiness. Taking responsibility for your own life can be petrifying. What if you make poor choices or suffer accidents along the path of your life? In such situations, it can be easy to think poorly of yourself. You might despair of ever being able to rise as high as your dreams. The truth is that making poor choices will occur all throughout your life. Your entire life provides you experiences from which you can draw to make better decisions in the future if you pay attention. There are countless examples of successful business people, athletes, entertainers, scientists, explorers, and others who have overcome self-inflicted challenges and failures time after time in order to reach their goals. But if you grow up in a circumstance where you only have things because the government or someone else gave them to you or made the decisions for the path of your life, you will be discouraged from developing self-reliance. In such situations, you might want to feel that someone else is to blame for your situation, which can include a lack of self-worth. If you feel your circumstances are poor because of anyone or anything other than you, it can be easy to want to strike out and harm other people or even yourself. Today, people lament that such occurrences are happening more often than before. To the extent this is true, I think much of it comes from government depriving people of self-reliance and self-control. The research is out there to change this, if only people will take heed. If you want people to behave more responsibly, then they need to actually be self-responsible. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.